What's up, y'all? It's me, Keisha Boston, host of the Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best of self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining stories to help you get your life, get your shit together, however way you want to put it, get closer to the Lord, but pretty much at the end of the day, help you to get better. First of all, I kept saying, I gotta do a podcast episode. I probably said this for about weeks, and I got things to do, but I said, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to record the episode. And I saw a week because, you know, we in season 7, and I was like, okay, we got 5 episodes. We not being really trifling. Well, I'm not really being trifling this season. But so what's up, y'all? I had 3 topics I wanted to discuss. I forgot all of them. I think I wrote them down, but I do have one. So a while ago, it was time for us to get new cell phones. And how I work with cell phones is once that phone starts slowing down and start wilding out and I got to charge it like every 5 minutes, it's like, all right, I got to get a new cell phone. My cell phone had got, and it was an iPhone. I had an iPhone 10. My iPhone had got to a part where it was the point to where it was like, if I need to call 911, I don't know if the call gonna get through. I don't know if it's reliable. My phone might stop working. Like that's how it got. So when I got that phone, I had Sprint at the time, because you know now they're T-Mobile. I had called them and was trying to figure out about my rewards program. Cause back then I would wait till I got like all my rewards and then I would get my phone. They changed the whole rewards program. So I was like livid about it. I was like, how y'all change it? And y'all expect people to spend $1,000 off a phone and yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like going on and on about it. And so I go on Twitter, like I don't know what I'm going to do, but because Twitter's changing. So I go on Twitter and I complain. And at the time, the CEO of Sprint responds and was like, oh, you've been such a valued customer. Guys, make sure she's taken care of. So because of that, I talked to Sprint and they ended up giving me this crazy plan. And they gave me like a discount off of the accessories needed for my phone. So when we went to the Sprint store to get our phones, they were like, yeah, I ain't never seen that like this. This is crazy. So my plan was like real, real hookup-ish. It was like real, like my plan was really, really good. And I was always worried about when we got new phones that I was going to lose this really, really good plan that I had got from at the time. He act like he don't even know me now. The former CEO of Sprint. And so I reluctantly go into the store to change my plan, but I'm happy that, you know, I'm getting a new phone. And so I'm talking to the people. And so they say, listen, we got this new plan. And come to find out that the new plan was better than the plan that I originally had, because it's more improved, it had more, and I was getting so much more for, and I believe it was even cheaper. And it just made me think like, wow, I'm sitting here holding on to what I thought was the hookup, and come to find out they have something new. And I listen, y'all, it's okay to hold on to things. You know, I still got my 6th grade track shoes and shirt. But at the end of the day, what happens over time and we don't know is that something better for us is out there. So I want y'all to chill, loosen up a little bit, relax, because at the end of the day, it's probably something else out there for you. You're going to have to look into it. I had to go in the store. I had to decide I was getting a new phone. I had to be open to it. And so I want to encourage y'all to do that. All right. Oh, Keisha Boston, thank y'all so much for rocking with me. Deuces. What's up, everybody? It's me, Keisha Boston, from the Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, entertaining podcast episodes that's going to make you laugh. Hopefully, you need to learn here, okay? Because we're just not going to be laughing and not learning. Smile, and most importantly, give you a reason to hang in there. Give you a reason to keep on keeping on yet another day. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm Keisha Boston. Y'all. So I'm coughing because I'm recovering from the flu. Now, if you believe in getting vaccinated or receiving any type of vaccine. That's between you and the Lord and whoever. But I'm telling you, this new flu, though, because, you know, I'm like every 5 year, every 4 year, I'm going to get the flu shot. Like last year, they was like, it's really bad. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to get it. But this new flu shot, yo, this new flu is no joke. And of course, this episode isn't about getting a shot. But typically when I'm sick, I still have to function. I'm a strong believer, and I understand that on my worst days and when things are really, really bad with myself, that the world is still moving. People still want money that you owe them. Electricity and gas and rent and mortgage and all those bills are just still there. So I keep moving even when I'm sick. But I made a choice this go that I was going to be still. That I said, I'm just going to be sick. And I gave myself that time to be sick. That's just what I did. And it got to a point to where it was like, I no longer was choosing to be sick. I just was sick. And I just really couldn't do anything. Because like, my brain hurt, and so it's hard to think and come up with like some real creative stuff when your brain hurts. But I just had to be still, you know, and it's new. It's crazy, but it happened. And so I just want to tell you, if y'all get sick, listen, sometimes it's just going to happen. You're just going to have to be sick and sit down somewhere and chill. All right, y'all. So today my chest feels like this flu, and the crazy thing is that the flu is just like the slowest turtle trying to leave my body. I'm taking medicine, I'm drinking tea, I'm about to get more tea. I don't even think tea working. It's just probably for my mental state of mind, but y'all keep me in prayer. But yeah, and this week is when I said, okay, you've been sick enough. Let's get back to the grind. And so I'm going to get back to the grind, and then I'm going to allow myself to take Christmas break. I'm going to give me a break from me. And that's a whole nother episode. I might talk about that next. So y'all have a good one. Thank y'all so much for listening. Take care. Deuces.